second hour of the morning rush
with me, Sameh Jad.
And I'm honored today that I'm having with me in the studio, Maulana Ibrahim Gabriel. Let's welcome him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Fadil Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh Samih, and to all the viewers of ITV.
Jazakallah khairan, Maulana. And you don't need an introduction. Maulana doesn't need an introduction. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from him once we just call upon Maulana to come and to be with us in this first episode of Morning Rush from Cape Town. Maulana just accepted immediately. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him and accept from him. Maulana, the Morning Rush is from Cape Town now. We call upon all the ulama to join us, inshallah. And it's basically for the people of Cape Town to give them, you know, they are special, very special people. We want them, inshallah, to also take share of ITV and to benefit from the programs of ITV. So we humbly call upon all our ulama and our important people to come with us in the program and share with the community, inshallah, their thoughts. Maulana, jazakallah khairan once again for being with us. People, they are fearing, they have fear and panic of the coronavirus. And we're going to be discussing today, inshallah, how can we soothe people and make them calm and receive this issue in a beautiful way, in a calm way, without any fear and panic. How can we reduce the panic outside?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sheikh Samih, once again, it's an honor to be with you. And it's an honor and a privilege to be with all our viewers of ITV in South Africa and beyond South Africa. And this is a crucial time that we need to speak to our brothers and our sisters, because there's a lot of panic out there, there's a lot of fear and confusion. And this is a time that the ulama need to speak, and the leaders, they need to speak to our people. And I'm sure that the ulama of Cape Town will accede to your request.
Inshallah.
And take it as an honor to be on Morning Rush on ITV. So, Sheikh Samih and dear viewers, this is the time that we really need to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a time for us to reflect. This is a time for us to think about what is the level of my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. And Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Oh, you believe, seek help. And seek help from Allah. And Allah prescribes to us how should we seek help? With sabr, with patience. With patience. So that alone is an indication from Allah that you shouldn't be panicking. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't be panicking. And then Allah says, and also seek help from Allah with salah. With salah. Not only the five times salah, extra salah. Salatul Hajjah, the salah for need. Just Saturday, a friend of mine, and he's not an alim, he's not a sheikh. He's an ordinary person. What I mean by ordinary, he's a businessman. He's a hard-working man. But he says to me, Sheikh, never in my lifetime did I make so much Salatul Tahajjud, what I'm doing now. Now that is the spirit. That is the spirit. You know, and that's exactly what Allah says. Seek help from Allah. So just imagine a few thousand more in South Africa are going to make Salatul Tahajjud. Many people that haven't made Salatul Tahajjud or just sometimes are they going to increase if they want to do it every night or twice a week. But alhamdulillah, there's going to be a change. And then Allah says, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Indeed, certainly Allah is with those who have patience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through these trials and tribulations for a certain reason. For a certain reason. You know, the decision has been made, you know, not only in Cape Town, not only in South Africa, but in so many places in the world. Can you imagine, there's no masjid in Mecca, the holiest place in the world, and in Madinah to Munawwara. It's totally locked down. So it's not unique for Cape Town. No salah.
In Egypt also.
Ago, yeah. So many other countries. Kuwait, we heard 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago already. Sallu fi rihalikum, sallu fi buyutikum. The Mu'adhin says, make salah in your homes. You understand? And as you correctly said, it's for our own benefit, for our own preservation. So there's a lot of theories going around. It's chemical war, it's biological war, it is a conspiracy. So we're not sure about that. Nobody can say with confidence it is a conspiracy or it's a chemical war. But what we can say with confidence and 100% that our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, وَلَوْ وَجَدْتَ مَعَتِ الْأُمَّةِ عَلَى أَنْ يَدُرُّكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَدُرُّكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ.
True.
If the whole world comes together with the chemical wars and conspiracies to harm you, they won't be able to harm you unless Allah has written down. And that is so crucial to understand. If it's a conspiracy from whichever country, they won't be able to harm any human being except if Allah wills. So we're coming to a very important point. I'm an imam at the masjid for 31 years.
Inshallah.
And the same people for 31 years come to the masjid. The same people, no increase. Although we as imams, we encourage people, motivate, come, make sure your salah, the success of the Muslim ummah is in our masajid. Hayya la salah, hayya al falah. So only 2%, or let me rather say make it 5% of the Muslim ummah are coming to the masajid. Not only South Africa, all over the world, all over the world. So can't we, for example, think that maybe the masajid have been closed down because Allah wants to teach us a lesson. I've been inviting you to my homes, to my houses, to the houses of Allah, and you have refused to come to my home, my houses. So Allah is closing down the masajid. Even, can you imagine, you know, it's sad, but it's a reality. Can you imagine Makkah al-Mukarramah, subhanallah, Madinatul Munawwara? It is a sad day and a sad time for the Muslim ummah, but at the same time, I would love to believe there's more benefits and more positives going to come out of this crisis, because that is what Allah wants, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah is the most loving, the most kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like people. People, if you do something wrong to somebody and a few times, then he can't wait to punish you and to take revenge. Allah can't wait that those people who have been neglectful and all of us that have been sinful, Allah can't wait out of this calamity that we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah wants. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. What is Allah supposed to do with your punishment? Allah is the most merciful. Allah is the most forgiving. Subhanallah. So if you are thankful, you believe, Allah don't want to punish us. Allah is waiting that we return to Allah so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant us the Jannah. Allah's not waiting us, I want to put you in the fire of Jahannam. You deserve to go to Jahannam. No. Allah is, subhanallah, it's amazing, you know, that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if a person is the worst of sinners, you know, Allah subhanahu says in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The worst of people in this world, the hypocrites, they're going to be in the lowest rank of the Jahannam. And then further Allah says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا, except of them those who repent. So even if the worst of munafiqin, if he decides to come back to Allah, Allah's going to receive him with open arms and accept his tawbah. Subhanallah.
Yeah. The tawbah is a mean of protection.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us when we repent to him.
Yes.
He says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ.
No.
When they repent and make istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, is going to protect them. So we ask Allah to grant us, to accept our tawbah and to grant us the ability, inshallah, to make istighfar, a lot of istighfar for protection, inshallah. And coming back again to that issue of Salatul Jama'ah and the congregational prayer, we had some people get confused sometimes when they listen to opinions from here and there. People say, okay, couldn't we make Salatul Jama'ah in small groups, maybe? Or couldn't we make Salatul Jama'ah in the normal Salawat, congregational prayer? In the masjid, but we limit it to 10 or 20 people, or what can you say to these opinions, actually?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this medium of TV that we can speak to thousands and thousands of people. Our people must understand the seriousness of a pandemic. of a plague. It's very, very serious. Now, I was in contact with a brother of mine in London last night. And he says to me, Sheikh, my son, my own son and his wife came from Birmingham to London. And I couldn't even hug him because we must have the distance. That is how serious it is. People are dying.
Yeah, me and Maulana, we just shake the hand like that.
Yes. And so, and we must also understand that Islam is all about preservation of life.
True.
You know, in the month of Ramadan that is so holy, if you are sickly, Allah gives you permission not to fast. Why? To preserve your life. Subhanallah. If you're on the verge, on the brink of death, and there's only wine, I mean, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected us. Many of us, most of Muslimin, may Allah protect the Muslimin, we didn't have a drop of wine on our lips. But in the event that you're on the verge to die, and there's nothing else to save your life, it is not optional to drink the wine, it is compulsory. Allah makes it compulsory that you drink the wine so that you can preserve your life. So it's not a matter of ulama are reckless and giving fatwa, and the ulama are going to stand responsible in front of Allah the day of Qiyamah.
If someone passed away because of their...
Yeah, but because of the concern for the community, they had to make this decision. And they didn't make a decision only on by themselves. They've consulted medical experts. Mm-hmm. And that is the way to go. Even my son that is studying in Egypt, he says, Abi, the ulama of Egypt, they've consulted with medical experts because I mean, these are the people that have got more knowledge where that is concerned than us. And after consultations, they had to make the decision. We are all waiting on the president of South Africa to make an announcement. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some countries that people are not allowed to leave their homes. So it's and it's, I think it's important for people all to remember that this is a temporary measure. You know, and like you've said earlier, my beloved Sheikh Sameh, "Inna ma'al usri yusra."
Indeed.
"Inna ma'al usri yusra." Allah confirms, indeed, after difficulties, ease will come.
Inshallah.
Ease will come. You know, the WhatsApp can be used in such a beneficial way. You know, the reason why I'm saying that is about last year, one of the ulama mentioned about this ayah that in spite of all of us, we are so much in need of the sun that rises up in the morning and sets in the evening. In spite of all human beings being so much in need of the sun, nobody cries when it sets the evening, because we know and we believe it's going to rise tomorrow morning again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he says, now why don't we have the same faith when Allah says, after ease will come, after difficulty, ease will come.
Yeah.
So believe, and then And amazingly, look at the next ayah, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبَ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. So if you've completed your task, then focus. Focus on Allah, focus on the Akhirah. Have a desire to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I think that is the greatest lesson for us in the calamity that we are in. And like Allah says in the Quran, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And give glad tidings to those who have patience.
True.
The emphasis is, have patience. We don't need to panic. We need to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhina idha asabatum, those when they are afflicted with a calamity, they would say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilay raji'un. That is what we're supposed to say when we heard about the coronavirus and this calamity. Inna lillahi wa inna ilay raji'un. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbim wa rahma. Wa ulaikumul muhtadun. They are the rightly guided people, says Allah. And we want all our Muslims all over the world, including South Africa, to be rightly guided. And on those people, Allah will send Allah's blessings and Allah's mercy. Allahu Akbar.
Mm. Well, normally in such difficulties and disasters, people are faced by some thoughts that, you know, everyone think of himself. Everyone think becomes more selfish.
Yeah.
They only think about himself or his family and not thinking about the other person who's not thinking to help, is not thinking to extend the hand of support to other people. From an Islamic point of view, how can we avoid this, and what guidelines we can say to our community that even if we are faced by a quarantine or we are faced by a situation or lack of resources, etc., even in this time, in that time, we're supposed to still help one another, we're supposed to stand for one another. How can we say this to our community?
Yeah, I think that's a good question and a good concern, because this is really the time that we connect ourselves with families and we show that concern. That is one of the reasons why the ulama all over the world have given this fatwa. Because if you are okay, you're not afflicted with the virus, but you go to masjid, you pick up the droplet, you pick up the virus, you come home, you've got elderly people at home, or your wife is a sickly woman, or your child, and then you cause damage and harm to others. So it's all about the consideration and the feelings for others. And I'm coming back to that point, Sheikh Samir. Whilst we are not going now to Jumu'ah, whilst we are not going to make our salah in Jama'ah, this is the ideal opportunity to bond with your wife. Now you have the opportunity to make salah with your wife and your children, a family that prays together, stays together. This is the opportunity after the salah to turn around and open an ayah of the Holy Quran. And just imagine you and your family study an ayah of the Quran. You have you and a family, you know, tafakkur and tadabbur over the Quran. You've just mentioned earlier the ayah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Imagine you explain to your children and you study it together. Whosoever is always conscious of Allah, obedient to Allah, Allah will make a way out.
True.
When I was a student in Medina, we had a difficulty in getting, for example, a permit for our wives. And a student from Trinidad, from the West Indies, who embraced Islam, he said to me, Sheikh Ibrahim, just remember, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. If you fear Allah, Allah will make a way out. Allahu Akbar. So whatever is happening now in this calamity, when Muslims are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would love to believe, inshallah, that the Muslim ummah is going to be much better after this crisis.
Inshallah.
We as Muslims and people of the world, I think it's crucial that we share with one another, Sheikh Samir, on this beautiful program, that any negative, we need to change it into a positive. And that is exactly what Allah wants. You know, this is negative, it's a calamity, we change it. Imagine a husband was never close to his wife. And because of the crisis, he becomes closer to his wife. He becomes closer to his children. You know, I was sharing now with other people now the other day, our beloved Nabi Muhammad wasalam, took a young man, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, and practically put his hands and fingers into the hand and fingers of Mu'adh ibn Jabal and look him into his eyes and said, Wallahi ya Mu'adh, uhibbaka fillah. I love you for the sake of Allah.
SubhanAllah.
Now just imagine you as a father and you as a mother or a grandfather and a grandmother, you take the hand of your child and you look into the eyes and say, my boy or my daughter, I love you for the sake of Allah. There's no person in the whole world that loves you more than me. Allahu Akbar.
Sometimes we are so busy in our materialistic life and we don't get a chance to sit with our children and with our wives. And maybe this is an opportunity for us also to sit with them and to reconcile.
That is exactly what I'm saying now. All of us, we are busy. And we are so busy, wanting to do everything for our children. And we work and we work. But sometimes we forget that there are more important things. Now, you must work to see to the food and the clothing and certain needs for your children. But the greatest need is the purification of the heart. The greatest need is for your child to be connected to Allah and connected to Rasulullah. The greater need is to make sure that your child makes his salah 5 times per day. Rasulullah, the greatest leader, advised us, train your children to make salah from the age of 7 years old. And for 3 years, you train him and train her. And at the age of 10, the greatest leader and the human being, the most beloved to Allah, who had the softest heart and wouldn't harm any person, leave alone a child, that same Rasulullah says, at the age of 10, you hit your child if he didn't make salah, not to hurt him, not to harm him, but just to make sure that he understands the importance of the salah. And if you as a parent have succeeded to make sure that your child makes salah, then you've carried out your duty as a father and a mother. And at the same time, I want to say, if you've neglected that part, you have failed your child, because that is the key to the Jannah. So this is the opportunity. And we're coming to that, Sheikh Samir, this is a negative, the coronavirus, but we can change it in great, great positives.
That's true, that's true. We can find, inshallah, a lot of khair is coming out of that.
A lot of khair.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Jazallah khairan wa lana Ibrahim Gabriel for these inspirations and advices. I'm sure it will benefit us all, inshallah. And this is a time of speech that finished. We want to put it into practice, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and from Mawlana. Jazakallah khairan Mawlana once again for coming to the studio of ITV at Islamia. And we thank you for coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and accept from you. We'll just take a short break, inshallah, and we'll come back after that. Stay with us.